This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. and its allies are working to try to hit Russia hard in the pocketbook. The AP's Mike Gracia.
The United States and Western allies will announce new sanctions on Russia today in the wake of new evidence of war crimes in Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
They will target Russian government officials, their family members, Russian-owned financial institutions, also state-owned enterprises.
Yesterday, in a separate action, the Treasury Department moved to block the Russian government from making debt payments with U.S. dollars from accounts in U.S. financial institutions. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is challenging the UN to do everything possible to bring peace to his country. Barring that, he told the Security Council, dissolve yourself. Here in the U.S., the storms that raced through the South yesterday killed at least two people, one in Texas, another in Georgia, and left thousands of people without power. The National Weather Service's Jared Geyer.
There may have been upwards of a few dozen tornadoes from parts of Mississippi, Alabama, into Georgia and South Carolina.
And there could be more storms ahead, he says.
There's some chance we see some severe storms along the immediate east coast of the country from Florida up into the Carolinas, mid-Atlantic. But then we'll get a little bit of a break in the pattern. It'll be a brief break, but then things will turn more active as we go into next week.
Today, Texas Governor Greg Abbott will reveal what he's going to do to keep migrants from showing up at the border. He says he'll announce unprecedented actions. Former Trump administration officials want him to declare what they call an invasion at the border. Those high gas prices are coming down. Gas is $4.16 a gallon this morning on average. That's down about 7 cents in a week. This is AP News. Bobby Rydell has died, the singer who had big hits in the 1960s. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel takes us back.
Bobby Rydell was one of several male singers who populated the American musical landscape after Elvis Presley blew up and before the Beatles. He joined fellow South Philadelphia natives like Fabian and Frankie Avalon as reigning teen idols of the era. Rydell parlayed his success into the movie musical Bye Bye Birdie, but he'll best be remembered for the song Volare. In this 2016 interview, Rydell says he was just fine with that.
Volare is my walk-on music, my bow music, and of course my signature song. Absolutely.
Bobby Rydell has died of complications from pneumonia. He was 79 years old. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
JetBlue's offering to buy Spirit Airlines for almost $4 billion. Spirit says it'll evaluate the bid. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.